Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In John chapter 5 verses 1 to 9, we read about the story of the man at the pool of Bethesda, who had been sick for 38 years. This man had been waiting for a long time, hoping for someone to help him into the pool to be healed. However, it was only when he encountered Jesus that he was healed. This story reminds us that God's mercy will always locate us even when we feel stuck in our circumstances. Jesus can heal us and change our lives. Let us dive deeper into this story and discover what it means to trust in Jesus and take action in our lives. The topic is Set Free by Mercy, and our Bible text is from John chapter 5 verse 1 to 9.
John chapter 5 verse 1 to 9. After this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Verse 9, And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath.
The Bible is filled with stories of people who encountered Jesus and their lives were changed forever. One of those stories is that of a man at the pool of Bethesda who had been an invalid for 38 years. Today, we will look at this story and see what it teaches us. This story from John chapter 5 verses 1 to 9 tells us of a man who had been an invalid for 38 years. He lay by the pool of Bethesda, hoping to be healed. According to the tradition, an angel would come and stir the waters, and the first person who stepped into the pool would be healed. However, this man could never make it into the water in time. He was stuck in his situation, and there was no one to help him. Then, in John chapter 5 verses 6 to 7, Jesus saw him lying there and asked him a simple question, Do you want to be healed? The man responded, Sir, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. The man's response indicated that he had given up hope of being healed. He had resigned himself to his situation, believing that there was no way out. However, Jesus had a different plan. In verse 8, he said to the man, Get up, pick up your mat and walk. Immediately, the man was healed, and he picked up his mat and walked. This story teaches us several things. We shall look at them one after the other. 1. Jesus sees us and cares for us even when no one cares. The man in this story had been lying by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, hoping to be healed. He was surrounded by people, but no one had helped him. However, Jesus saw him lying there and knew his situation. Even when we feel invisible and no one cares, Jesus sees us. He knows our struggles, and he cares about us. 2. Jesus asks us to have faith in him. When Jesus saw the man lying by the pool, he asked him a question, Do you want to be healed? John chapter 5 verse 6. Jesus asked this question to test the man's faith. Did he believe that Jesus could heal him? In verse 7, the man responded with a statement of fact, Sir, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. He did not answer Jesus' question. However, Jesus still healed him. Jesus asks us to have faith in him, even when our circumstances seem impossible. 3. Jesus has the power to heal us. When Jesus told the man to get up, pick up his mat, and walk, the man was immediately healed. Jesus had the power to heal him. Jesus still has the power to heal us today. He can heal us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We need only to ask him. 4. Jesus wants us to take action. When Jesus healed the man, he told him to pick up his mat and walk. Jesus wanted the man to take action, to do something that he could not do before. Jesus wants us to take action too. He wants us to do something that we could not do before. When we take action, we show our faith in Jesus. 5. Jesus is always willing and ready. In this story, the man had been waiting by the pool of Bethesda for a long time, hoping to be healed. However, it was only when he encountered Jesus that he was healed. Jesus is always willing and ready for our deliverance, even when we have lost hope. He asked the man in John chapter 5 verse 7, "Do you want to get well?" But the man only responded with complaint. Irrespective of our deposition, Jesus is willing and ready to deliver us when we turn to him. He will turn our lives around. The story of the man at the pool of Bethesda is an inspiring one. It shows us that even when we feel stuck in our circumstances, Jesus can heal us and change our lives. It also shows us that Jesus sees us, even when we feel invisible. We can trust in him and have faith that he will come through for us. One of the reasons why the man in this story was healed was because he was willing to take action. He didn't just lay there, hoping for a miracle. When Jesus told him to get up, pick up his mat, and walk, he did it. He took action, and he was healed. We too must be willing to take action in our lives. We can't just sit back and wait for a miracle to happen. We have to do our part, and trust that God will do his part. Sometimes, we may feel like we are too stuck in our circumstances to take action. We may feel like there is nothing we can do to change our situation. However, we can take comfort in the fact that Jesus is always on the right side. He sees us, he cares about us, and he wants to help us. All we have to do is turn to him, and have faith that he can change our lives. In conclusion, the story of the man at the pool of Bethesda teaches us that Jesus is always willing and ready to heal or set us free. Even when we feel stuck in our circumstances, he can heal us and change our lives. We can trust in him and have faith that he will come through for us. We must also be willing to take action in our lives, and trust that God will do his part. When we do these things, we can experience the power of Jesus in our lives, and be transformed by his love and grace. Let's pray. We thank you for the message, which reminds us that you are always willing and ready to set us free. Help us to have faith and trust in you, even when we feel stuck in our circumstances. We pray that you will heal us, change us, and transform us by your love and grace. Help us to always turn to you and seek your guidance, so that we may experience your power in our lives. We pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 7, chapter 8 and chapter 9. And for the evening, Luke chapter 13 verses 1 to 21. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.